Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, dropping down to right around 69. As we head into Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 90. Tuesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low near 71. And Wednesday, chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 68.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Law enforcement agencies in Topeka have been taking steps to ensure officer safety after incidents elsewhere have claimed officers' lives. Police Chief James Brown says the Topeka Police Department is implementing two-person patrols to some extent. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office is also assessing some procedures. A Lawrence man shot by police was found guilty of charges stemming from leveling a loaded shotgun at an officer. Zachary James Orowitz was convicted Friday of aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer. The charge stemmed from a June 2014 incident when Orowitz refused to drop a shotgun aimed at a Lawrence police officer who responded to a report of shots being fired. The officer fired on Orowitz, wounding him. Authorities earlier determined the shooting was justified. Sentencing is August 26th. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Changing your oil regularly helps keep your vehicle running at its best. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, purchase 5 quarts of Havoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $16.99, or 5 quarts of Havoline Pro DS full synthetic for $25.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to new Hefty Ultra Soft Trash Bags. Now for a new low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, with Arm & Hammer odor control, and they cost less than Glad, so you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Ultra strength, ultra savings, new Hefty Ultra Strong, all for a new low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
A woman accused of attempting to hide a gun used to kill a Salina teen has been sentenced to probation. The Salina Journal reports that 22-year-old Mexican citizen Azucena Garcia Fredenza was sentenced to a year and a half of probation, but will remain in custody while her immigration status is reviewed. She was convicted earlier of charges accusing her of hiding a gun belonging to her boyfriend, Macio D. Palacio Jr., after Palacio had been taken into custody for the murder of 17-year-old Ali Somm. Palacio has been sentenced to at least 50 years in prison after being convicted in Somm's death. Kansas is sending a delegation dominated by Bernie Sanders supporters to a Democratic National Convention controlled by Hillary Clinton. Local party leaders are hoping past divisions heal enough that the presidential race in their Republican-leaning state won't be a blowout. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A Sheriff's Department official says a Nebraska punter, Sam Foltz, and former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler have died in a car crash in Wisconsin after working a kicking clinic. Louisiana State's kicker was injured in the crash also. Officials say the speed was likely a factor in the single-vehicle crash that happened around 11:45 Saturday night. Nebraska residents still have time to apply for a 2016 Bighorn Sheep Lottery permit. The Nebraska Games and Parks Commission says the application period closes on August 5th. One lottery permit will be issued in 2016. Residents who will be at least 12 years of age by opening day of Bighorn Sheep season may apply. Residents may apply once per calendar year and may receive one permit per lifetime. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Kelly Hillebrand with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Tourism Division in Marysville Thursday. Also stopping in Marysville Thursday were a series of cars built by high school students as part of a solar car challenge. Established in 1993 to help motivate students in science and engineering, they were en route from Texas to Minnesota and made a stop in the Marysville City Park briefly.
Wonderful opportunity for high school kids. They have to get an idea for the project. They have to design their own car, raise money for that car. They have to build it themselves, which means welding or anything else, and now they get to compete on it. Odd years, they do engineering at Texas Motor Speedway. We are there the whole week, so they can do battery management and learn that thing, those things. The fact that this type of brake doesn't work or that bearing doesn't work. And then even years like this year, we go cross country. There were 32 teams that initially had an interest to run. 21 made it to the race successfully. Now, having said that, there are over 400 schools doing this project. Next year, we will actually have international teams at the track as part of the competition. The technology has changed from the first cars that we saw, too, so the kids are constantly learning. A lot of the teams that have been here year after year completely rebuild the car so that the kids have the opportunity to work through the whole scheme of the project. A lot of the design dramatically changes, too.
The Solar Car Challenge passed through Marysville en route from Texas to Minnesota on Thursday. The Kansas Tourism Roadshow with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Tourism Division was also in Marysville Thursday.
Well, it's our opportunity to be able to get out into the state, to be able to showcase and tell people what we do. So many times the industry, the tourism industry does, as a whole, doesn't realize the resources that we can provide to them. And so this is our opportunity to actually get out into some of those communities and share and tell them exactly what we can do and offer from our office.
Kelly Hillebrand with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Tourism Division. The Washington County Airport Board will meet with county commissioners this afternoon at 12:30 in the courthouse. Those interested in aviation are invited. Anyone with an interest in learning to fly, wanting to base an airplane, or establish an aviation business is asked to participate at 12:30 this afternoon. U.S. 77 from Marysville South to K-9, then K-9 West to the Washington County line will be under resurfacing construction now through September. Beginning today, one-lane traffic will be in effect beginning from the South City limits of Marysville on U.S. 77. A pilot car and flagging operation may delay traffic at times. Board of Directors of the Frankfort Development Trust are planning a 150th celebration. A brainstorming meeting is scheduled this evening at 7 at the Ed Center in Frankfort. The public is welcome to attend. Irene A. Fries, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Irene Fries. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, beef stroganoff, wheat bread, peas, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, chicken casserole, a roll, carrots, and blushing pears. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a high pressure system building across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, we're going to see quiet weather throughout the rest of this Monday, continuing into tomorrow. We'll see temperatures right around the upper 80s and into the lower 90s. It does look like we have another system that will move into the area middle of the week, towards the end, bringing us a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. We'll still see temperatures right around the mid to upper 80s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, will drop down to 69. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Tuesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 71. For Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures at 89. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July, 90. Record high on this date, 114 in 1936. The average low, 69. The record low, 52 in 1978. Sunset this evening, 8:40. Sunrise in the morning at 6:18. A cloudy overcast, 69 degrees this morning in Marysville. Relative humidity at 88%. A few scattered showers over the weekend. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 25th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's dinner for two. Grab your wife, your boyfriend, or just someone who looks lonely on the street and make your way to the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville. Share an appetizer from our selected menu, choose two entrees, and satisfy your sweet tooth with the dessert to share. All this for just $30. Make a date or show up on the fly. It's dinner for two at the Wagon Wheel.
Two of the greats are in. Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame on Sunday. An emotional Griffey paid tribute to his father, we played with in 1990 and 91.
To my dad, who taught me how to play this game, but more importantly, he taught me how to be a man.
As Piazza noted in his speech, he and Griffey were different types of ball players.
It is an incredible honor to be going in alongside of you. About the only thing we have in common as ball players are two arms and two legs.
Griffey, the first overall pick in 1987, became the highest draft pick ever inducted. Piazza hit the most home runs by a catcher. There was a ball game Sunday evening in St. Louis.
Swinging a long high fly ball into a center field. The Dodgers lead 4-0. A grand slam home run by Adrian Gonzalez, he homered last night, and he cleans the bases with our salami.
On KLAC, Adrian Gonzalez hits a grand slam in the Dodgers' 9-6 win over the Cardinals. How about some more baseball?
Fastball drilled to deep left. Way back there. Way back there. Ball game. Nolan Reimold. Wave it bye-bye.
On WJZ, Nolan Reimold with a pinch hit walk-off for the O's. 5-3 over Cleveland. And it happened twice in Chicago.
Ground ball left field, base hit. Sox win. Sox win here on the ninth.
And just a few hours later,
swinging a ground ball to third, past the third baseman. This is going to win the game. Upton up with it. The throw coming home. Safe at home plate. Sox win. Sox win.
On WLS, White Sox take two Sunday on walk-offs, beating the Tigers 4-3 in Saturday's suspended game first on an Adam Eaton single. Then 5-4 thanks to a Melky Cabrera single. And the Pale Ho suspended pitcher Chris Sale 5 games after his reported dispute over the team's uniforms for Saturday's game. And the Tour de France was completed Sunday. Britain native Chris Froome won the 3-week-long race and the third time in his career. Dave Packer, ABC.
Marysville Legion seniors baseball team heads to the AA state tournament beginning Wednesday at Fort Scott and will open play with Larned at 3:30. We'll have live coverage on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1 of the tournament games, streaming on our website, KNDYradio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Federal Reserve Bank reports the need for farm lending remained high in the second quarter of 2016, driven by ongoing demand for operating loans. The Federal Reserve's Agricultural Finance Data Book found the total number of non-real estate loans made to farmers in the second quarter increased 6% from a year ago. The report says the prolonged environment of robust lending activity amid persistently weak profits in the farm sector has led to a slight reduction in the performance of agricultural loans at commercial banks. Although the share of troubled loans has remained low from a historical perspective, the Fed says an increase in loans 30 to 89 days past due could be an early indication that borrowers are struggling to repay loans in and amid tight profit margins. Despite the slight decline in loan performance and heightened risk, however, profitability at ag banks generally remaining strong, according to the report. The Agricultural Finance Data Book, a quarterly compilation of the national and regional agriculture finance data by the Federal Reserve Bank. House and Senate lawmakers want the Ag Department to extend the enrollment period for the Margin Protection Program. Chairman of the House Ag Committee, Republican Mike Conaway, along with other committee members and Senate counterparts, are calling on USDA to extend the sign-up period because they say the move would encourage additional participation in a program. In a letter to Ag Secretary Vilsack, the group of lawmakers say an extension of the deadline to December 31st should mark a permanent and give producers additional time to make informed decisions and improve program participation. Since MPP was created in the 2014 Farm Bill, milk prices have dropped about 40% and cheese stocks now stand at record high levels. The current enrollment deadline right now scheduled for September the 30th. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Donald Trump doubled down against bad trade deals in his acceptance speech at the GOP convention last week, but renegotiating NAFTA and torpedoing the Trans-Pacific Partnership may not be easy or in our country's best interest. Trump calls TPP and NAFTA disastrous for American workers and says he'll fix them while hammering away at Hillary Clinton for backing both, which she now opposes. Trump says there's no more multilateral deals, only bilateral trade agreements. But as former USDA trade advisor Paul Drazek says, ripping up NAFTA and other trade deals will cost jobs.
The first thing that happens is that everybody who's involved in trade on the import side lose their jobs. And when we stop exporting, because countries won't import from us, if we won't import from them, then a lot more jobs are lost. And in the meantime, you're not creating jobs.
And Drazek warns Canada and Mexico will insist on concessions if the U.S. demands a new NAFTA. As for doing trade deals just one country at a time, U.S. Trade Ambassador Michael Froman says giving up the 12 nations TPP will cost the United States dearly.
And we don't want to be shut out of these markets by other countries who they're already negotiating or have negotiated trade agreements, and will get the access to these markets at our expense. And we don't want the rules of the road to be set by other countries who may not share our interests and our values.
Australia has already made a deal with Japan that could cost the United States an estimated $100 million in lost beef sales. Roman says without the Trans-Pacific Partnership, United States exports will continue to be hit with high tariffs abroad, including $1 billion worth of U.S. agricultural exports. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
For thousands of Kansans, life began in the trusted hands of Dr. Roger Marshall, delivering more than 5,000 babies in the last 25 years. Pro-life's not a slogan for Dr. Marshall. It's his life's work. Now we need Dr. Marshall in Congress to deliver for Kansas. Born to a fifth-generation farm family and a cattle feeder himself, Dr. Marshall is endorsed by the Kansas Farm Bureau and the Kansas Livestock Association. He'll protect the farms, ranches, and small towns that make Kansas proud, expanding free markets for our homegrown commodities. A lifetime NRA member, Dr. Marshall will safeguard our God-given freedoms and defend the Second Amendment. And Dr. Marshall will stand up to career politicians in Washington to repeal and replace Obamacare. A pro-life conservative doctor, not a politician. Roger Marshall for Kansas.
I'm Dr. Roger Marshall, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Kansans for Marshall.
It is time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know is agriculture. Essential to agriculture are bugs. Some of them we wonder why the good Lord created them, and others we couldn't live without. Let's talk about bugs after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
Well, here we are in July, and if you have not been bitten by a bug or stung by a bee or a wasp yet, then you haven't been outside very much, have you? Jim Fussell is a horticulturalist and bug expert who we rely on from time to time. And Jim, while we know that some of our insect friends, specifically the bees, are here to help us, help agriculture, there are some that only cause problems, it seems, and we have to wonder why they even exist.
Well, on occasion we do wonder that, but there they are, and we put up with it. You know, we take things like the bees and so forth for granted, and I know a lot of folks say that if it weren't for the bees, we would have very few things to eat. Well, that's not exactly true, but it's still true that they are very important. You know, they do a lot of pollinating, and there are quite a few different ways that plants can be pollinated. Some of them, interestingly enough, are pollinated by the wind. We know that field corn is that way. Peppers and tomatoes and grasses. The peppers and tomatoes, the flowers are shaken in the wind so that the pollen falls out onto the pistil, and that's how they pollinate. There are some things that are self-pollinated, like the beans and soybeans and so forth, that they don't require anything in particular to pollinate them. But then we have things that really require something to move the pollen from the male part of the flower to the female part of the flower. And boy, the pollinating insects are amazing in that. They move the pollen and pollinate these things so that we do get things like the squash in particular, where we have flowers that are, one flower is male and another flower is female, and they've got to move the pollen from one place to another.
Well, the message is certainly out there that our pollinators are in danger. In fact, as you drive along country roads, you'll see pollinator plots, pollinator projects set up. Some of the ag companies have been involved in setting up these pollinator projects.
Yes, and that's an excellent thing to do. And, you know, we think about the honeybees. Of course, they're back in most places. They've been affected by the varroa and tracheal mites, and we've had this colony collapse problem. It's possible that pesticides have something to do with that, but it's never been really positively determined, and yet we can do some just-in-case type of protection for that.
Horticulture and bug expert Jim Fazell, back after this.
All of the staff at Bruna Implement Company salutes all area 4-H'ers and wishes the talented young men and women the best of luck with their exhibits and projects at the county fairs. From your friends at Bruna Implement Company, Case IH Tractors of Seneca, Hiawatha, Marysville, Washington, and Clay Center.
I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Broadcasting Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 69 degrees, a cloudy overcast, highs around 90 on tap. We get back to seasonal highs this week and toss in a scattered chance for showers most each day. Monday's sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales on the every other week summer schedule. They will offer a sale today, and the early consignment listings include 8 Holstein bulls, bottle calves 7 to 10 days old, 1 black family, 3 years old, red and white faced calf, 2 weeks old, 2 red Angus families, 2 years old, 200-pound red calves at side, 8 Jersey steers, 800 pounds, 18 black steers, Nevers 550 to 650, 5 black and white faced steers, Nevers 550 to 6, and 8 black steers, Nevers 5 to 550. Early consignments are listed online at Beatrice77.net, offering a sale every other week during the summer season. They will have a sale today.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. Delino DeShields homered in the seventh to break a tie, and the Texas Rangers defeated the Kansas City Royals 2-1 yesterday. DeShields, who was recalled Thursday from AAA Round Rock, walked and doubled before leading off the seventh with his third home run. The loss dropped the Royals to 48-49, the first time the World Series champions have been below 500 since May 15th when they were 18-19. The Royals have lost 13 of their 19 games in July. Royals starter Edinson Volquez left after 6 innings and 91 pitches, allowing 1 run and 7 hits while walking 3 and striking out 3. Scouts were watching Volquez, who is eligible for free agency after this season and could be traded at the deadline. In tragic news, a Sheriff's Department official says Nebraska punter Sam Folds and former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler have died in a car crash in Wisconsin after coaching a kicking clinic. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Chicago White Sox ace Chris Sale has been suspended for 5 days without pay for destroying collared throwback uniforms the team was scheduled to wear on Saturday. The White Sox announced the punishment after a 14-game winner was scratched from his scheduled start and sent home. The suspension comes to $250,000 of Sale's $9.15 million salary. He was also fined about $12,700, the cost of the destroyed jerseys, according to a person familiar with the penalty. The Chicago White Sox are making the best of life without suspended pitcher Chris Sale. Adam Eaton's game-winning single in the ninth lifted the White Sox to a 4-3 victory over the Tigers. The Orioles beat the Indians with a 5-3 win. The Red Sox beat the Twins 8-7. The Diamondbacks held off the Reds 9-8. The San Diego Padres beat the Washington Nationals 10-6. The Astros led a 13-3 win over the Angels. An NL Central leading Chicago Cubs rallied from a four-run deficit to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-5. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Marysville American Legion Seniors baseball team makes a return to the state AA tournament. First round action gets underway Wednesday at Fort Scott. Marysville will take on Larned in the second of four games at 3:30 on Wednesday. Iola meets Goodland. Donovan County squares off with Russell. And Fort Scott will host Colby. Again, Marysville and Larned meet first round play on Wednesday at 3:30. We'll have live continuing coverage on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website, KNDYradio.com, throughout the tournament.
Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop is ecstatic for the 30th annual Seneca Cruise and Car Show, July 31st, held in Seneca City Park. This is an all-ages event, so bring the entire family to check out all of the sweet rides. From everyone at Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Souther Building Supplies is excited for the 30th annual Seneca Cruise and Car Show and would like to invite everyone to come out on July 31st for all the fun. There will be events, games, music going on throughout the day, so pack up the family and we'll see you there. From Souther Building Supplies in Seneca.